Course on Rotations, Whirling Dervishes. Thanks to the phosphenes, we can study the action of rotations on the brain. We will mention the whirling dervishes, as they are quite famous, but actually, this type of practice is practiced everywhere, in all countries. Children practice rotations spontaneously as a game. Action of the rotations on the phosphenes: increase of the feeding of the brain by the cephalorachidian liquid. You are now familiar with the phosphine and you know how to focus on the lamp for approximately 30 seconds and then contemplate, observe the post-phosphine for about 3 minutes. It is essential that you have practiced this experiment in order to compare it with the following experiment. So, for this experiment, if you are not familiar with the phosphine, please do a regular phosphine. For those who are very familiar, they can move on to the second part of the experiment. Switch your lamp on, focus on it for 30 seconds, then switch it off. Then rotate on yourself for about 20 seconds in the direction and at the speed you want. Stop for 20 seconds. Resume rotating for 20 seconds and then stop. Do this 3 times in a row. This should be enough. If you have rotated at the right speed, you should have observed that after the rotations, the phosphine is brighter and often presents a larger variety of colors. After practicing rotations, the phosphine lasts longer. It is generally bigger. If you compare with the phosphenes produced without rotations, you will notice that after the rotations, they are more active, more shiny, more luminous, and last longer. How can this be explained? When you rotate on yourself, you stimulate the cephalorachidian liquid in which the brain is floating. This liquid feeds the brain for a great part. It mainly brings water, but also minerals, some proteins, and a few carbohydrates. But if the brain is a white rather than a red organ, it is because it is mainly fed by the cephalorachidian liquid rather than by blood. What is the action of the cephalorachidian liquid? It first serves to eliminate toxins and then feeds the cortex. The phosphine indicates the best speed of rotation. It is possible that you have not obtained the results that I have described. There are 2 potential reasons. If you do not rotate at a fast enough speed, you will have no action on the feeding of the brain and consequently no effect on the phosphine. If, on the other hand, you rotate too quickly, the number of eclipses of the phosphine increases, the phosphine sometimes disappears, and it will disappear completely if you rotate way too fast. Consequently, there is a certain speed at which the phosphine beneficiates of a increased filling of the cortex by the cephalorachidian liquid. Under this speed, there is no effect. Beyond, the effect is disturbed by tiredness. So, as I was saying before, thanks to the phosphine, it is possible to find the most efficient way to practice the exercises. It is up to you now, if you haven't experienced the effects I have described, to try various speeds. Keep trying at faster or slower speeds until you find the speed at which the phosphine becomes more luminous, more bright, greater, and lasts longer. If you practice the exercise I have just described, for example, 3 or 4 times, that is to say, doing 3 phosphines and performing rotations during the phosphines as I have just described, the brightness of the phosphine increases. After the 3rd or 4th exercise, this brightness is even clearer than during the 1st phosphine. Naturally, if you do many phosphines in a row, this phenomenon will not always increase. If you exaggerate, it will even diminish. You can see how the phosphine is a useful tool for analyzing the functioning of the brain. In the Gospels, the expression "the narrow door" comes back regularly. Wide is the door to damnation, narrow is the door to salvation. This is an example of a mention of the narrow door in the Gospels. This expression can be applied to our exercises. For the head sways, only a certain rhythm drags the phosphine. Faster or slower rhythms do not. The same way, there is an optimal speed that improves the phosphine in the rotations, and an optimal repetition of the exercises. This explains why certain persons obtain wonderful results very quickly with certain exercises, when others do not get almost any effect, though they spend a lifetime practicing these exercises. Thanks to the phosphines, we can see that the former have instinctively practiced at the favorable rhythm, when the latter have missed it. If you maintain a thought during the period when the phosphine is brighter, this thought will beneficiate from the improved flow and feeling of the brain by the cephalorachidian liquid under the effect of the movement. Associated meditation, mental rotation. Let us now try to use the rotations of the whirling dervishes to produce rhythmic thinking, or at least one of its varieties. I will provide a preliminary exercise and then the complete exercise. Visualize an object within the phosphine. This visualization should be produced in your mind's eye, that is, in your visual imagination. The easiest way to visualize an object is to try to remember the appearance of this object. This object can be anything. It can be the little cloud of light again, but it could be a bird, a plane, or whatever else you want. Start rotating in one direction and imagine that the object is rotating around you in the other direction, in the opposite direction. That is, if you choose to rotate clockwise, the object will have to rotate counterclockwise and vice versa. After a certain period of time that varies greatly with the subject, usually it is between 20 seconds to 1 minute, the phosphine, even if you continue to rotate, moves back towards the center. Stop, and you will see, when you stop, that the phosphine keeps moving forward. At that moment, imagine the object that is rotating in the opposite direction. So, when you rotate physically, the object that you imagine will rotate in the opposite direction. Then, when you stop for about 20 seconds, the object has to rotate in the same direction that you were using for your own physical rotation. Consequently, the object will change directions. When the phosphine disappears, sit down and keep imagining this movement of rotation around whatever remains of the phosphine for a few moments. Practice the rotation in one direction and then in the other direction, changing regularly. You can choose to make the object rotate around you, or within your head, or around the phosphine. It could be within the phosphine or along its edge. It does not matter so much where you place the image you visualize, as long as the movement of rotation of the dervish triggers the movement of mental rotation. End of the preliminary exercise. Phosphines and changes of direction of rotation. Imagine the following experiment. You can practice it if you have the necessary equipment, but it is not essential. Do a first phosphine, start rotating for about 20 seconds, then stop. Now, you could do a phosphine with a flash from a camera. You obviously have been photographed with a flash before and realized that it produces a long-lasting, beautiful phosphine. So, instead of focusing on the lamp during 30 seconds to produce the phosphine, for the sake of this experiment, you could use the flash of a camera to get an instant phosphine. So, as soon as you have finished rotating, trigger the flash, do the phosphine, and then start rotating again in the opposite direction. When during periods of rest, then while rotating, they would recite prayers. We have seen the amazing results they have obtained. We believe that you can succeed in producing higher performances in the domains that are of interest to you if you associate your work or your meditation to these exercises. Specific mantras for the rotations. The mantras in analogical resonance with the rotation would be composed, of course, of the letter L, as we have seen that it corresponds to the movement of the tip of the tongue in a circle, together with the vowel O, as the mouth adopts a circular position. So we will be using the sound lo, lo, lo for the rotation in one direction, and the sound ol, all for the rotation in the other direction. If you rotate very, very quickly, you can sometimes try to experiment with high-speed rotations. The sound ro, 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 the tongue producing a vibration, if you are rotating very quickly, as it is possible to experiment with high-speed rotations, you can use the sound ro, 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 as in the word roll, and the sound or, as in the word or, in the other direction. The vibration produced by the letter R will suit the faster rhythm.